Well.
Welcome to another edition of the Matt Huggy and Little Capital A Applehead podcast. I'm glad we can finally get on your schedule, guys. I'm glad, you know,
yeah,
we could all work this out and get back to another podcast, you know.
Nice. Why didn't we ever call you just Cabbage Head? You're Irish.
I don't know. Like
Cabbage Head is just as funny.
Yeah, Cabbage that would have been pretty good.
Cabbage Head.
That's a big round thing.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Cabbage Head.
Cabbage Head.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can't switch it now.
No, you can't.
Potato head.
Yeah, potato. That's another obvious one. That's why I went for cabbage head.
Well, there is a Mr. Potato Head.
Exactly.
Well, he looks more like an apple. He does have like that big forehead, his cheeks going a little bit, and then his chin. So he looks like more like an apple.
He could pass for cabbage, though.
That would be a big round fat head, though.
I hear you.
It's a cabbage head doll. You press like the arm, and you go, I hear you. And then you press the other one, right?
And then,
yeah, you push the stomach. I hear you.
There was a Family Guy episode last night. I don't know if it was a new one, it was like a Halloween one. And then at one point, the dog Brian was just like, Well. And then it cuts to like another scene, and the dog Brian's like, well. And it went on for like 6 times. I was cracking up. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty funny you say that, because I bought this Halloween decoration with like an evil eye that talks. And the eye goes, well. So I sent it to Applehead.
He said it to me last night. I was fucking laughing my ass off.
That's pretty funny.
Well.
Very interesting.
Maybe
that has finally taken flight, the well.
Yeah.
You know, I'll put it up on our page so that people can see it.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Yeah.
It just, the eye opens and then it talks.
But you know where the well came from? It actually, Matt created it. When he was doing his impression of Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, that's right.
Well.
Oh, man. Did she ever say that, or did you just make that up? I don't.
Who, her?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. I just don't know where it up.
I don't know where you got that from. That was my
impersonation of her. Well. Sounds like something she would say.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make this a bitching session, but I do have a couple beefs. Couple beefs. Dude. You guys want to hear them?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. This is the first, because the other one's just more obvious. But the first one is I went to a concert. Maybe it was a couple weeks ago. And as a band, a guy that I really liked, first time I saw him, like 2016. Maybe even prior to that, was Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and he's and like when I first saw him, like he was definitely like, I mean, he's country.
Yes.
But like he was kind of like a singer songwriter country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wasn't really accepted into the country family, I guess you would say, you know, right away. You know, so when I saw him, it was like, you know, maybe 800 people at Penn's Landing, you know, very small. So, you know, it was cool to go see him there, you know, and everybody was like, you know, kind of my age, you know, not too much older. So now I go to this concert, packed, dude, all, you know, all, who would say Hicks? You know, I'm a Hick, so I could say that. And
at the Suck Center in Camden?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, oh man, there's a lot of trucks here, a lot of trucks, you know. The concert I went to prior to the Susan Tedeschi was a lot more weed smoking, and this was a lot more booze happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, first band's on, Marcus King, and then, you know, we find a spot. We you know, sit down, and, you know, then Chris Stapleton comes on. You know, I get up and, you know, dance, sway around, whatever I do. This guy behind me is like, you better sit down. And I was just like, is that guy fucking talking to me?
And you're on the lawn?
on the lawn, dude. Lawn's packed, packed. Like there's nowhere to be. You can't even find a spot, but we did find a spot. So after a while, me and my wife were just like, let's just go down and move further where other people were, you know, like maybe two rows in front of us, people were standing up, and we just stood with them and danced. And we came, and I came back for something. He's like, you better have sat down and moved out of my way. And I was like, I can't tell if he's talking to me. Right. So concert goes on, you know what I mean? Good song comes on, get up, start dancing. He said something. And then my wife sits down, and he was just like, that better be the last time you stand up. And my wife's like, yeah, you're messing with the wrong person.
Right.
So then she stood up, started dancing. And the guy came up in front of us, and he was just like, do you fucking like it when I stand in front of you? Do you fucking like it? He yells at us. He yells at my wife. Yells at some other lady, you know, or another friend that was there because we had six of us. And I was like, I don't care, dude. You want to stand in front of me? Go ahead. And he starts fucking yelling. You better sit the fuck down. I'm like, so you're going to tell all the people in front of us to sit down? Like the thousands of people that are standing up in front of us, like, so we're like the last people to stand up, you know? And I'm just like, I'm like, nah. So, and then he says something. And I'm like, dude, how many songs by Chris Stapleton do you even know? And that's what I said to him. And he was just like, how many fucking songs do you know? and the person I'm with, she's like, I think he knows every one of them. He was kind of like a young kid.
But, I would have just started beating the shit out of
him. Oh, man.
But the person that he started really yelling at, my buddy, her name's Kristen, his husband, he's pretty much a hothead, dude. Like, he's a real hothead. He wasn't there because my other buddy was really drunk when he was going to look for him. So he wasn't there. You know, he finally sits down, and he comes back. And then I was just like, I don't know what the people not know how to act anymore at a concert. It's like, what the hell is going on, dude? Like, do you not stand up at a concert?
No, you stand up. And you know what? I've been in this situation before. Like, I went to AC/DC, and these two dudes, I just didn't say anything to me, but they're like, I can't believe he stood for the whole concert. I'm like, yeah, I paid $100 for the ticket. I'll stand, sit, whatever the fuck I want to do. It's fucking,
were you on the lawn?
You're at a concert. You're supposed to stay. Were you supposed to sit in your fucking chair the whole time?
Yeah, that's what this guy thought. Ridiculous. He was sitting down. He thought, you know, you need to sit down. I'm like, well, what am I going to just watch the video screen?
So far in his hands. Dude, I wish you would have ended this story with, I beat the shit out of him as we were leaving.
Well, yeah, I mean, surprised, Matt. The old Matt would have like strangled him or stepped on his face, or you know,
I just felt like, I don't know. I was like, what I don't really care.
Are you supposed to tell the whole concert to sit down? Like, you're at a concert.
He even at one point he yelled at one of the girls before, like the start.
He's yelling, you know, at he girls? Started, what a fucking
yeah, yeah. Well, then he called the other girl a name. I was like, oh, that's real tough, man. You're just gonna call girls names,
big?
Like. He was younger than me. I think I could have taken him. Like,
right.
You know. I mean, he was. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't fat. He had some muscle on him, but I think I could have taken him because I would have fucking wrestled him down. But I don't know. And I'm just thinking to myself, do I want to do this? Do I want to fight with this guy, or I just want to be like, right, and just blow off the situation? I was just like, and I blew off the situation. I think he got more pissed off.
Right.
But I just thought, you had a concert, you don't tell people to sit down, especially when I'm 50 and you're 20 something year old. And you're going to tell me to sit, you can't stand up?
Yeah. Yeah. You would think it would be the opposite way, like the older guy yelling at the young kid.
Yes. To like, yes. You know, like, oh, yeah. Well, let me sit down so you can watch the screen, like when you don't want to stand up and actually look at the stage and see the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might as well just be at home and watch it on TV.
It's these kids. They're no good, any of them.
Like, I don't
they don't
know.
Get it. When I can remember concerts we were at. In fact, I think I remember one particular concert we broadcasted at where there was, it could have been Metallica, and the security was throwing out somebody, and the kid had ripped a seat out of the ground, and he was holding onto the seat with a bloody face. That's a concert goer right there. That's. Yeah. That to me is what you should be doing: ripping seats out of the ground,
yeah,
getting beat up, covered in blood. That's why you're there.
No, you don't go to a concert to fight, dude.
Oh, all right, well, other concerts. Sorry, no. I apologize.
Like, I guess people were down. You know what I'm saying? I had other friends that were down, like further, and they said they saw like eight fights break out. Like eight. I'm like, it's Chris Stapleton. The guy's like, he sings about weed. He sings about getting high. You know, I don't know. I just
feel like, I mean, I like him. I'm sure there's a lot of goons that listen to him, but I mean, I like him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah. Right, you know, he's good. I like him.
But do you think you have fought Applehead? Would you have fought him?
Probably. I would have at the very least told him. Because you're at a concert. I'm like, dude, I'm at a concert. I'm standing. Like, go fucking stand up, you fucking pussy. You know? Yeah. You're on the fucking lawn of the Suck Center in Camden.
Yeah. You know? See, I would have, yeah.
You're on the lawn, dude. It's like, it's just a general admission seat. Like, there's no, I mean, there is no seat. It's just, no. It's the lawn. I mean, yeah. And you're going to tell people to sit down? Give me a break.
Like, if you wanted to go sit down, then maybe you should have paid for a
seat. Exactly.
And you just sit down in the seat.
There you go. There you go. You could have both seen.
But everybody in front of us was standing up. So it was like, we were just not like.
So he's just being a douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I would have said to him, listen, I'm past 50 years old. If I make the decision to fight you, I'm not going to lose. Just keep that in mind. At this point in my life, if I make that decision, I won't lose.
But then again, I will have more to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Financially,
yes, but that's why you say if I make the decision to do it, I don't lose.
No,
you have
I
to
thought
be clear at that with that.
I thought
if I'm going to do it, I know I have more to lose, so I'm going to kill
you.
How
many songs by Chris Stapleton do you even know? Mm-hmm. I think to me that was a good like. You don't even like this guy. You're just here because you know Tennessee Whiskey, and that's the only song you fucking know. You know,
right?
I don't know. So yeah.
Well, you know what? It could have. Say if you guys did get in a fight, you don't know. Next thing you know, you could be in court. You could be in jail. Yeah.
You could have been stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this guy was clearly a douche.
Like he had the intention of going there and yelling at some, like he was.
How many people were you with?
Six.
And how many people was he with?
Three or four. Four. Two of them were girls. One was a big fat guy. Yeah. The other guy was my other friend was drunk. He was lost, so he didn't count.
So really, other five.
I had one friend that didn't count.
Yeah, he didn't count. He was too drunk. And then my other buddy, who's a hothead, like if he was there, he would have fought.
Probably
him.
So fought him.
He wasn't
yeah.
there.
That's good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he would have punched him in the face. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I was very upset. I was just like, what the hell kind of, what's going on with people?
I actually got punched in the head at a Rolling Stones concert back in the day.
And so,
my God, that person
must have broke their hand, I'm assuming.
it was a huge target.
Poor guy's probably paralyzed in his hand.
Why do people, when they go for fights, they go right for the head? Like, that's the smallest target. Go for the body.
Well, I didn't even know. I was so drunk that, like, I was pretty drunk. But the guy and his wife were behind me, and they were telling me to sit down. And everybody is standing. And I just said no. And next thing you know, I just remember I'm sitting in my seat. And I'm like, what? And I had a fucking bloody lip. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? And I'm like, I think I just got fucking punched.
No, what happened was is that your head was, he couldn't see. It's like, this guy's head is obstructing my view of this concert.
I can't even see the stage.
This fucking melon in front of me.
Really, love of God.
Like, that's the second time that happened to me. I went to, maybe that was 3 years ago, I went to go see, it was XPM thing, it was Kurt Vile. Everybody on the lawn had a seat, like they rented a seat, you know, you can rent them there, like a lawn chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody was sitting down, like the entire lawn. And I was like, well, this is fucking crazy. And I went up to like, you know, near like the very front of the lawn where you could go. And I stood up and I was watching Kurt Vile. Some lady came up. She's like, can you sit down? I've been here all day. And I was like, well, I came here just to watch this guy. So no, I can't. You know,
he's a pretty mellow dude, though. I mean,
yeah,
I can see people sitting.
I can see people falling asleep.
Yeah, he's mellow. Yeah,
He's pretty mellow, yeah.
But I don't get it, man.
I mean, like, you just like standing, yeah.
You know, I guess I have to ante up the big money just so I could not be bothered by these people who don't you know.
Probably. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so that was my first big beef, you know. You know,
I think you have a legitimate.
You do. I would agree.
The dude was a douche.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
And he pushed through the girl a little bit, and I was waiting for him to do something. You know? He was a pussy. He was a pussy. And he said he called her, you know, a name, and I was just like, oh, that's real big. He's like, I was calling it to you too. Yeah, it was the guy, Hothead's guy's wife, my buddy Dave.
And what? He wasn't there?
No, because he was looking for my drunk friend.
Oh.
And he was so mad that he was like, that's the last time I go to concert with him. He gets drunk and I have to go find him. I'm like, you don't have to go find him. Like, if someone's drunk at a concert and they're 50 something years old, that's their own problem. Like,
you just
let
them
be.
You just leave them there.
You gotta know how to act. Yeah, he'll get home. If you don't know how to act when you're that old, then you should be left.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not a babysitter.
Yeah.
What's your other beef?
My other beef is, and I know you guys, maybe Apple Hub will agree more because I don't know if you get the games out there, is the Eagles, dude. The Eagles with all these bullshit penalties, every touchdown they get called back against them. Like, I know some of it is legit, but I'm just like, it's ridiculous. I feel like it's just like targeted, you know? And of course I'm going to say that because it's the Eagles.
Of course.
Like, everybody hates the Eagles, but I feel like they call penalties so the Eagles lose the game. And it totally dictates the entire game is because of that.
And yeah, I think they're one of the most penalized teams in football.
Oh my god, every down is a fucking penalty.
Like, I'm frustrated with the refs, like, and every level, like every game I see, I'm just like, they're ruining game.
The refs in the NFL, some of the calls that they go for is, you know, like the roughing the quarterback. It's just out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, you can breathe on the quarterback. They're throwing a flag. It's like,
it's over reffing. Oh, totally over reffing.
But when some guy's lowering his head and he spears another guy, they don't call that. But that's not a penalty, you know. Or the Eagles will get totally like PI on them, and they'll get a flag, and then the other team will do the same exact thing. And there's no flag. I'm like, well, you can't not call the same thing that's just happened, you know. Yeah. 8 plays ago. So I just feel like I'm just so frustrated with the reffing in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. I've seen so many bullshit holding calls and bullshit pass interference calls, and they ruin the game. They just ruin the game.
Like, I didn't even watch the Eagles game yesterday because I've been so frustrated with the thing. I'm like, I'm not watching it anymore. Like, can't even do it.
Well, the defense kept them in the game. And
that's for sure. I mean, it's a
it
big
wasn't
win.
Pretty, but look, I'll take the win.
Absolutely, that's a big win.
Yeah, I don't think they are very good.
They got called another one, right? That pick play again. That's the second time they got called that in the end zone, where one guy runs in the other guy, so the other guy gets open, and everybody does it. But let's just call it on the Eagles all the time. that's my other big one, and I feel like a fair weather fan because I'm like, I'm not watching them anymore because I'm so frustrated.
No, you're a typical Eagles fan.
Shut up, dude.
No, I'm being serious. Like, every Eagles fan just goes,
the offense has to move, has to do better.
Yeah. I think that Tom Brady's going to put up like 500 yards.
Yeah. And that's again, he threw 5 touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
I think he's going to do 5 more against us on Thursday night.
Probably.
And we'll have 250 yards penalties, 6 touchdowns called back, and we'll lose the game by 3 points.
Mm.
That's it. That's my prediction.
I think the Eagles are going to they're going to win. I feel like they're finding their way a little bit. They're a mixed up team. I don't know about 3 points, but yeah, they're going to find their way. They're going to win.
Okay.
I feel good about it.
That's your prediction?
That's Huggy's prediction. He said they're going to win.
I think they're going to win. They're going to win. They're going to pull out a win.
I will be at, I will be not, why well, we'll be watching some of them because I have, I'm in a cornhole league. We play every Thursday.
Yeah, I bet you like to play cornhole.
Shut up. Don't turn it into something gay. Don't turn it into something gay.
I didn't say the word cornhole. You did.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's a cornhole league. It's
yep.
And I thought I was good at that game until I start playing these people. And I'm like, oh my God, I suck compared to these people.
Some people call it bago.
No, that's different. Bago is like a smaller board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cornhole is like a larger board. I think it's bigger. Bago is like a smaller board, like something you would see on the beach.
Do you guys listen to the Grateful Dead when you play cornhole?
Why?
Probably. No, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You
dude,
do.
I got yelled at one time. This is not. I got yelled at a Grateful Dead concert for playing cornhole. This hippie dude was on his skateboard, and he was just like, "Dude, stop playing your fucking frat games here."
And I was like, "What the fuck? You should have taken the bag and threw it at him."
And I said something to him.
What? It's only hippie. It has to be a hippie approved game.
Yeah, and apparently
skateboarding it is allowed. Cornhole? No, it's not.
It is not a hippie approved game, dude. Not
oh my God, what's up with all these rules at concerts now?
I don't know. And then when he came back around, I said something. By the third time he came back around, I was just like, "Listen, dude, just a game. Come over here and give me a hug." We hugged it out. We were fine. it's definitely not approved. It's definitely, I would say, it is a frat house. Would you say it's a frat party game? College game?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of universal, but yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, more college.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But I mean, I've seen it. It's, you've seen people play it that you would not call them collegey people. So it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got to make my own. I got to start my own band so I got my own rules.
Yeah. You have to stand. Cornhole is allowed. You can stand in the concert and stand
it up. Yeah.
Yep. You can dance without rhythm.
Yeah.
that's a thing the guy said to my friend too, and that's when she got really pissed. She's like, "You can't even dance anyway."
No, that's funny. I would have laughed at that.
She's half Puerto Rican. I'm like, she could dance, dude. She could totally dance.
Wow.
Why is that?
That was ignorant. That was ignorant.
What?
What do you just? Because they're Latino, they can dance. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, rhythm. Better than some white waspy guy dancing. No rhythm. Latinos have rhythm, man. They could dance.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Right.
I'm not agreeing, nor not agreeing. I'm not gonna, you're not going to take me down. This well of bigotry.
At your damn concert.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was giving prop to the Latino community right there.
Backhanded, but yeah. Yeah.
No, it's backhanded. It's just Latinos. Whatever. Mm-hmm. White guys can't dance. Black guy can dance better than a white guy.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, white guys really can't dance. We're so bad. We are so bad.
What about Justin Timberlake?
He could dance. He could dance.
What about Fred Astaire?
Fred Astaire could dance, yeah.
Fred Astaire, yes.
He could dance?
Yeah, he could. Absolutely, he could. Yep. Yeah, it's old school.
So not everybody, yeah. You're right. Maybe I'm...
What about John Travolta?
Oh, yeah. Man, straight, dude. Saturday Night Fever, he could dance.
Yeah, exactly. I guess, yeah.
Italians could dance too. You know?
Yeah.
They think they can.
Whatever. We know how to shake our booties. We're good at it.
Matt was breakdancing at Huggy's wedding. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Matt used to love to break into his breakdance move. Yeah.
He was doing
You loved doing that. You would, if you were drunk enough, you would break into one of your moves. I mean, I was around you enough. I know.
Oh, I used to break dance as a kid, you know.
I know you
cardboard
did.
Up, yeah. What... My parachute pants.
My God. Cavaricci's.
Yeah. I was a break dancer.
That's frightening.
Oh man.
I have another edition of What Would Applehead Do if you wanted to play that.
Yeah,
the rules are simple. I ask a question. There's some sort of value attached to it. Matt answers and says what he thinks Applehead will do, and then Applehead says what he would do in this situation. This first one, I'll like Applehead. Give me like one of the hottest celebrities, like female that you love.
Oh man,
like love. Tough. Just give me one that you love.
You know who's really hot? Is this Ana de Armas?
Okay, I don't know who that is.
She's in the new James Bond movie.
Okay.
And she was in this movie with, it was like, I forget the name of the movie. Wait a minute, you don't know, look it up.
Because you don't have to look it up.
The scene is Keanu Reeves like in his house and it's raining out and his wife is away. And
all of a sudden,
girls break down near his house and they come into his house and the two chicks. And you know, your house, next you know, he's fucking both of them. I dream of this day happening to me.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
All right. So, you go ahead.
I mean, you know, but if people don't know her, let's just say, you know, you can just
No. I mean, I don't care. Go with whoever you think the hottest is. That's fine. I mean, so the question is,
Ana de Armas is pretty fucking hot.
All right, so we're going to use Ana de Armas. You can have one night with her.
Right.
And I mean the whole night. All, no rules. Whatever
all,
you want to do.
All 30 seconds.
You can get as weird as you want the whole night. But you get gonorrhea.
Oh, jeez.
Well, isn't that? Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it's up to him.
What would Applehead do?
What happens the movie's called Knock Knock. That's
okay.
But anyway, go ahead. All right.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna say Applehead would say yes. 100%.
No, I.
What?
No, I'm not getting fucking gonorrhea.
No,
I don't care.
Damn, dude.
I really thought he was gonna say yes too.
Me too. Damn. Oh man, I would do it for the girl who played Harley Quinn.
Oh yeah, she's
Megan. She's no, what Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah. She. That's so Wall you, Street. Man.
She's a smoke show, right?
Yeah.
All right, your next one. $100,000 is on the line. For 1 hour. You are tickled by six gay men. That's it, tickled, nothing else. And you get $100,000 for 1 hour. You are tickled by six gay men.
I would say he would say no. Anything with gay guys,
I agree. I don't think he's gonna. I don't think he'll do it.
Tickled constantly for an hour.
Yeah,
yeah.
1 hour.
Yeah,
and we know you're very ticklish.
Exactly.
Stop tickling me.
Yeah, you're really ticklish.
And yeah, that's it though. It doesn't go any further than that. You're just tickled relentlessly for
an hour.
By six gay men.
That's so gay. I would say for $100,000, yes, I would do it.
Oh my god, man!
Stop tickling me!
My god,
we're wrong, dude, huh? We're not
for $100,000.
Wow, I can't. We're 0-2.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Here you go. You have untold wealth. I mean, just anything you want. You're married to a beautiful woman. You have everything you could ever want. But you can only eat salad for the rest of your life. That's it.
Oh, I'm going to say. Wait, can you drink booze?
You know, I didn't think about that. I really didn't add a beverage into this equation.
Well, you know, that's a big
so
one. You
really,
have to drink water.
It's based around salad. The whole thing is you can eat nothing but salad.
Ever. Okay, so just a food thing.
Yeah, it's a food thing.
And if you eat something else, you lose everything.
Yeah, it's gone immediately. You have banana, it's over.
What if it's a banana salad?
Yeah. I mean, you can put it in your salad. Sure.
How about a chicken Caesar salad?
You can just have to salad. Yeah, the salad. You know, it's got to be a salad.
I'm gonna say yes on that one.
I'll say yes too.
Yes, I would. I mean, that's, you know, you can just eat. Say you want a steak salad, you can have a chicken salad. You can have fucking, you know.
You can have salad. If all you right. just said salad with croutons, it might be like just different, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Here, I have two more left. All right. There's a new medication, and you from this medication, you will suddenly have a beautiful head of hair, but you will lose 2 inches of dick. So you have beautiful hair.
Well, since he's not working with more than that, I'm going to say no.
I say no as well. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't trade hair for dick.
No.
No.
Nope.
Would you trade hair for dick? Or would you trade dick for hair?
Yeah, basically.
Survey says. Ding, ding, ding.
Well.
Matt, what was your answer, Matt?
I said no.
I said no too.
Sir, you have no more penis. You're in the negative. But you have a beautiful head of hair.
Exactly.
You know what? No.
I knew it wouldn't do it.
Yeah
it's just hair, dude. Right?
Yeah. You can't fuck with your dick.
No, you can't. I agree. All right.
Two things that are no longer growing on my body.
All right. Last one. And this one's an interesting one. You marry another man who's gay for 1 year. You don't have to have sex with him, kiss him, sleep in the same house, but everyone thinks you're gay because you married him. But you do get, after the year, you get $2 million. So you have to play gay.
Well, considering every text I get from every one of my friends calls me gay.
Yeah.
And this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me because I'm not gay. So I would say yes.
You mean he's got to live with him. You got to go out with him. Like, everyone thinks you're gay. Like, your family will be like, wow, Matt, you're gay. And you can't say anything. You have to act like you're gay, even though you don't have to do gay things with him.
You have to watch like Grey's Anatomy with
him. Yeah. Yeah. $2 million. Watch
Dancing with the Stars every Sunday night.
I think it's Monday.
Oh my God. Just the fact kids, that you know
my
that.
Kid, well, my true, kids watch it. My kids watch it.
Okay, sure. Okay.
All right. I say he does it. He would do it. He would do it. I say he does. What about you, Matt?
I said yes.
Yeah, he does. He'll do it. He would do it.
You know, just the appearance. You don't have to blow anybody.
No.
You know, you can sleep in separate rooms.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I said you didn't have to do any of that. But everyone thinks you're gay. Like, all your friends and family are all going to be like, wow, Matt married a guy. He's gay. We always knew it. No wonder he wasn't married.
You're after that $2 million in the bank.
That's what you're after. You're hanging in there for the $2
million. Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew he would.
Yeah.
I knew he'd do it.
Oh, I would do it.
Good night.
Yeah. Giz, giz.
Yeah,
tickle, tickle. Yeah, he would do it. He would do it.
Wow, that's a good one. You had some good ones there, you know.
Thanks. Like, yeah. We've been sitting on these for a little while.
We definitely got thrown off on some of them, you know.
I mean, yeah, I really thought he would have gone through with the one with gonorrhea.
And it says gonorrhea. Yeah.
And I agreed with you. I don't think I was surprised he went for being tickled by the gay men for an hour.
Me too.
I didn't think he would do that one.
Yeah. That's tough. I probably would pee my pants. I'm pretty ticklish too.
Yeah, I mean, you're so ticklish, Applehead. Like, it would be horrible for you an hour.
That would be, I mean, it would be.
That would be torture.
You would probably pass out.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It would just be, that would not be fun.
No. But for $100,000.
For $100,000?
Getting tickled is not that bad.
Yeah.
You would be so crazy. Like, oh my God.
Stop tickling me.
Please.
That would be fucking insane.
That is awesome. Oh my God. That's awesome. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, Applehead, Matt. Glad we could do that.
Very good.
It was good. Was good stuff. Thank you. By the way, did you hear that I saw this today. That John Kent, who's going to be the son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane, he's like the new Superman. He's bisexual.
In the movie?
In the comics.
Okay.
Which I have a problem with that, you know.
You don't?
No, I do.
Why?
I mean, yeah, exactly. Why? Like, I don't get it. Why did he have to be bisexual?
Because he, you know, he just woke up and was like, you know what? I kind of want to suck a dick today.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
feel like there was no need. Like, it's people trying to be relevant in today's world. So they're like, ooh, what can we do?
Yeah.
You know, ooh, so we'll be relevant by making him gay or bisexual. Like, it's ridiculous.
Batman, take your cape off?
Yeah.
Batman, you're looking
Green Goblin.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kind of attracted to you, Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Is that Lex Luthor? Hi, Lex. Hi, Lex.
He might be loathed really more by the criminals at that point. You know?
It's so just like,
a gay guy beat you up? Oh, my God. No, he's bi. He's bisexual. Yeah. Oh, he's gay. He's gay, you know?
Oh, by the way.
Mentality.
You mentioned James Bond. Do you know what happens in the new James Bond?
He never dies.
That's not true.
Tomorrow never dies.
No.
Wait, hold on.
Don't tell us. Why are you going to tell us? Why are you going to ruin it?
You know what? Tell me, because I'm not going to go see the movie anyway.
Do you not want to hear that?
You know what? Let me guess. He dies and a female James Bond takes his place.
I haven't heard that.
Well, I mean,
but I read a thing with spoilers in it.
Well, why are you going to spoil it?
Well, I got spoiled.
Well, why? Doesn't mean spoil for everybody else.
Yeah, I know, but like, why do they say don't read the spoilers ahead? You know, I'm going to read it.
Yeah.
Like I hate people, so I read it, and I'm like, what?
I don't want to
know. All right, we'll just spoil it.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
I do. He's bisexual.
No.
He's the bad guy.
Wait, do you want to know or not?
No, I don't want to know. I'm just,
all
I'm
I want to see James Bond right. is he's supposed to have cool gadgets.
Yeah.
He's in the tux. He drinks martinis, and he's fucking crushing pussy.
Exactly. Yeah. He has a That's license him. To kill, yeah. which he uses a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, all right. So I'm not going to say what happens.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Can you step away for a minute so Huggy can tell me?
I don't think you should tell. Okay, I'm going to step away.
Okay, Matt stepped away.
Yeah.
He fucking dies.
All right. When he comes back, say it.
Yeah. That's.
I heard you.
So I thought you walked away.
Well, it came like when I put my phone down, it comes up on speaker. And as soon as I put it down, you said it really loud.
Oh, my God. So you didn't have to walk away.
Yeah, you're a jerk. Can't believe you just gave the Emmy to them.
Well, so I didn't want to be a jerk.
They're not going to make any good more. My prediction is that they're not going to make any good James Bond movies because he's like a womanizer and he's a manly man, and you can't make movies like that anymore because everybody's fucking offended. That's my two cents. Thank you.
Wow. Have you guys have you seen Squid Games? Have you watched that?
No. I haven't jumped on that train yet.
Why not?
Is it good?
It's pretty good. I mean, I'm only through half of it, so I didn't see the rest of it, but it's a good concept so far.
Hmm.
So
you watching it with subtitles?
It's dubbed.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, do you watch it dubbed or with the subtitles?
Dubbed. I mean, so their lips aren't moving. It's just like watching an old Kung Fu movie, dude.
Yeah. Remember those? Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. Yeah.
Same concept. I've seen it my whole life, so it doesn't bother me.
All right.
But maybe you should
watch it. Like that's all I hear. Is, hey, you watch Squid Game? And I hate when everyone says that. I'm like, you know what? No. No, I'm not a follower. I'll do it when I want, not when you want me to.
Wow.
Yeah.
So angry.
I just hate when people pressure me because they're all, you watching Squid Game? You watching Squid Game? Like, no, I'm not. I'll get to it.
I don't even know why I brought that up. I never actually asked about TV. I was just curious because I know it's such a big
thing. It's okay. It is. Like, everyone's obsessed with it.
Yeah. It's only 9 seasons. It's only 9 shows. I think. I don't know.
I don't get it. Is it really that good? Or is it just different and that's all people are taking it, gravitating towards?
It's kind of like, I don't know. It is a little different. It's a good concept. It's exactly what you do with Applehead. What would you do for money? And it's kind of like that. All these people are in debt.
Minus all the gay stuff.
Yeah, minus all the gay stuff. But you do get killed in the games.
All right.
You know, in like 5 years, watch it. In 5 years.
Episode 6 of the Squid Games is, would you let 6 gay guys tickle you for an hour?
Probably.
Yeah.
I have a question for you because it was brought up and I thought I should address it here. Do you, like, I was working in someone's house today, you know, my painting, and they have like cameras like everywhere in their house. You walk in, there's cameras, camera in the kitchen, another camera pointing at you, walk upstairs, another camera in the garage, like walking out, cameras, you know, do you find that invasive?
I mean, like, it's their house. How is that invasive? It's in their home.
I know, but it's just so weird. You find that weird? Like, I was kind of...
Yeah, it's not my thing, but...
But why, you know, why would you have cameras in your own house? Like, are they supposed to be outside of the house or they can, like, someone's going to rob you or, you know, break into your house?
They're outside, too. They're outside the house, inside the house, kitchen, two of them in the kitchen. One going upstairs. Yeah, there's kind of everywhere. Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's weird. I agree. It's weird. I wouldn't do that, but if it's their house, what do I care?
Okay.
But I wouldn't
do that. I mean, it's not like I'm doing anything. Like, can I pick my nose in there? I cannot pick my nose in there anymore.
No, I would second guess all, you know, things like that now. Yeah, with cameras watching me.
Like when I go to in their bathroom, I'm like, is there a camera in here? And I'm like looking around, you know, some kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was going to jerk off, but I can't. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, Matt forgot the flush and he left. He's like, oh shit, they're going to know it's me.
I can't even take a dump. They're watching me.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely weird. Yeah, it's definitely weird. It's gone.
But do most people have that in their houses?
I mean, not that I know.
No.
Okay. I mean, I don't remember seeing anybody I know that had cameras in the house.
Well, now the Ring doorbell, like everybody has a camera outside of their house.
Yeah.
You think you know, but I'm just saying that the people can go further and put it inside the house. So
yeah, inside's a little, that's a little much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought that was weird too. Especially like I never noticed them, and then I just start seeing them, like, holy shit, there's cameras fucking everywhere in this house. Everywhere.
Yeah, that's weird. I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Unless I had a hot babysitter, then I might put them everywhere.
Yeah, I'm just checking in on the kids, honey.
Just checking on the kids.
Why are you keep looking at the cameras?
I'm just checking on the kids. I love my kids.
She's getting changed. Hold on.
Hold on.
Oh my God. The kids are to bed. She's watching a porno. Yeah. Let me come up and catch her.
Oh my God.
I saw what you were watching. I won't tell anybody if we can both keep a secret.
I feel like you've done this before, Apple.
Yeah.
The scenario is playing out way too comfortably.
I hire someone else's kids and hire a hot babysitter.
I wouldn't put that past you. I feel you know what? You could do that.
That's a fucking good idea. No,
oh my God.
I'm going to hire a hot babysitter and I don't even have any kids.
Let me tell you, that is upping the game right there. That's upping the game.
You know what? I'm putting an ad out on Craigslist.
You're taking it to a new level.
You went to Voyeur World right there, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, hiring a babysitter to watch my zero kids.
I like it. I like it. I really do. I respect that.
I have another uniform requirement.
I have another story for you guys. You want to hear it? This is a good one.
Right.
I went fishing yesterday, you know, because I didn't want to watch the Eagles. So I went to Long Beach Island, and there's a place where you go, and it's like a, you know, it's all protected. So there's no houses on it. It's 3 miles long. My neighbor, I go down to the tip, and we're fishing. You know, we're starting to get bites. He catches a couple fish, and all of a sudden, the ocean wave comes up onto the beach, and my truck's 40 yards away, and the ocean and the wave goes all the way up to my truck. And I'm like, I didn't check the tides, dude. I think the tides was 8 o'clock. I'm like, let me look. I'm like, holy shit, high tide's not till 1. It's 11 now, and the tide is coming up. And like, where I had to drive my truck on the beach, it's pretty iffy. Like, you know, you could go into the ocean. And I was like, we got to get the fuck out of here right now. He's like, I think that's a good idea. When I was driving down the beach, the ocean waves were just about washing my truck away. The sand was falling apart. We made it halfway down the beach, and I was like, we have to stop, because the rest of the beach was covered in waves.
Like, were you high?
No. It was 7 o'clock in the, it was 8 o'clock in the morning. Dude. I was stone sober. And I was like, we got to park here. I was like, we're going to have to sit here for like 3 hours, because I don't know if we're going to make it. And there was a storm, you know, offshore. And my buddy texted me. He's like, did you read that there was coastal flooding warnings? And I was like, I did not read that. I almost dumped my truck into the ocean and almost lost it into the waves of the ocean yesterday.
That's frightening.
Dude, I was pretty freaked out. I got to admit, I was a little... my heart was pumping pretty hard yesterday. I lost my entire truck into the ocean.
Yeah, like, I would have been real. I mean, that's scary.
And then honey, I parked. Can you pick me up?
Where's and I parked truck? To a spot. I was like, okay. I was like, we'll park here. We park here because it was kind of dry where I was, and the dunes were right behind me. I'm like, well, if worse comes to worse, I'm just driving up in the dunes because we should be all right. But where I parked, the ocean was breaching over. There was a humongous puddle in front of me. I'm like, if this goes up 2 more feet, I was like, we're screwed. Wow. Luckily, it stopped. And we got out of there safely, and I have my truck still.
Wow. I mean, that's really scary. Like, I would have been, like, shitting. Like, I would have been like, it's over. I would have been, yeah, like, this is it. Oh my God.
You see Matt's drunk. He's like,
you know, like, giant wave. Hey, man. This is pretty cool, man. I have to say, I was about a foot and 10 minutes away from losing my truck.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
That, like, they shouldn't have it even open then. Like, they should be closing that off.
Well, we drove down there, and I was like, oh, dude, we're the only ones on the beach. And he's like, why is that? And I was like, I don't know. He's like,
red flag right there. Red flag.
And this guy's a smart guy, and he's just like, we're either the smartest ones on the island or the stupidest ones on the island. Well, I guess we decided which one we were.
That's horrible. What a oh my God.
Yeah, I was a little freaked out.
Yeah, I would have been too.
But I thought that was funny. I can share that with you that I almost lost
lost your truck and died. Yeah, it's funny. It really is. It's funny stuff. I can't stop laughing.
Needless to say, I drank about 15 beers yesterday.
Yeah, I would say so. After that,
after I got home, I was like, oh, I need another beer. I need a little weed too. I think I might need to rub one out as well.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, did you know, according to the Bible, you shouldn't have sex before marriage, pleasure yourself, get a tattoo, I didn't know that, or eat pork?
Before you're married?
No. Listen to what I said. According to the Bible, you shouldn't have sex before marriage, pleasure yourself, get a tattoo, or eat pork. Those other ones are like, they're constant.
Okay. Well, I thought that was just in the Jewish community, you couldn't eat pork. And
yeah, the pork one is that. Yeah, yeah, of course.
The tattoo one I knew, right? And that was another big one. You can't compare.
So, yeah, it's an old school. You can't pleasure yourself. Pleasure yourself. Like,
how would you even know how to do it? Like, you don't want to go and like have your first wife and like you don't even know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to practice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm not going to trade that. Sorry. You're just not, you know, that's just, I'm not trading that.
Well, that's why religion is, they're losing so much in religion because of that.
They're not letting people jerk off.
People really love bacon.
All these poor kids watching these TikTok videos, you know, they're going to get horny.
Dude, it's everywhere. You just go on Instagram and there's just thousands of just good-looking women.
Showing off their bodies, right?
Yes, that's all it is.
I'm glad I don't have a girl.
The TikTok dancing videos, they are.
What did you say? Like,
or just whatever, TikTok, Instagram, you know, reels. You know, the girls are just like dancing. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, it's so annoying.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, we really monitor that stuff. The kids barely use it.
I don't have TikTok. Where I don't go on Instagram.
I mean, it's addictive. Like, once you start watching it, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just hot chicks. That's it.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, it's more than that. Like our old buddy Gil, all he does is send me TikToks all day long. And they're just funny. Like, they're ridiculous. People being ridiculous, doing ridiculous things.
Some of them are funny. Like, yeah. Like
they are.
Mm-hmm. Ones that are funny. I like those, you know.
Yeah,
they do make me laugh out loud.
Nah. Nah.
LOL a lot on that.
Yeah, there are some funny ones. There really are. But it's crazy. Like, I'm sure he just sits on there for hours. Just can't get out. You're trapped.
That's not a place I want to go down.
No.
I barely have enough time in my day. I don't need to
get rid of social media forever.
You what?
I would be happy if they just got rid of social media forever.
It's too big, dude. There's no way.
Yeah,
it's
decent. It'll never happen, but
yeah,
the world would be a better place, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, that I agree. It was a better place for that. Totally is. Totally is better.
I deleted all of my dating apps.
Did you?
Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, all gone.
So you haven't talked to a girl in a while, have you?
I'm breaking one of those biblical. ever since then.
So are you finding that now that the bars are open, it's easier to talk, meet girls out? Or is it just still
yes,
hard?
I am like, I'm doing it the old school way.
And how's it going?
Pretty good last weekend.
Nice. So it was just a pure Applehead talking to a girl move rather than being meeting
some girl. The whole online thing, there's a lot of fake accounts, a lot of people trying to scam you. And then if you do match, to actually meet them in person, they're so flaky. It's so easy to flake. I'm just done with it. So yeah. I'm going old school.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. That's what it's for, to meet people. And people if they don't want to meet, why are you even on the app then?
Well, attention. Yeah, right. They want attention, validation.
Okay.
Why am I doing this? This is, I'm not getting anything out of it. You're bored. You're just swiping, going through. And then I'm all of these girls, they're just not dateable. And they probably say the same about a lot of the guys. And I'm sure it's, both ways. But yeah, I'm done with them.
Okay.
Wow. What are you going to do now?
Well, just said he's talking to girls. He's doing the old school way. He's getting better luck this way, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Was this just a girl, a HD girl?
A what?
Hump-da girl?
She was a hooker.
Is there a connection there, or are you just going out to,
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We've been texting back and forth, so, it's early.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Right? Hello.
How are I hear you. Right?
Let's guess this one. This is how age is the new girl that mess with.
Well,
28.
Well, there was two.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going to say no higher than 28. I'm going to say if you went higher than 28, I'll be surprised.
All right. So, Matt, your guess is what?
28, 26.
Okay.
I like that number, Matt, that 28 number. I'll say 26.
And Matt, you say 28?
Yep.
Huggies were in the local range.
Oh my God. Is it lower? Is it lower than 26?
24.
Does she know you could be her grandfather? Does she know?
No.
Did you tell her your age?
Well, no. And then this one girl I met, and we were supposed to go on a date, and she goes, "By the way, how old are you?" And I just changed the subject.
You didn't tell her how old you were?
No.
And you went back to your place with her?
No, actually, we were supposed to go out for drinks, and she flaked on me. So this is a different girl.
Okay.
Which I was kind of disappointed. She was pretty cool, and she's just it's the flaky behavior is so, it's out of control.
Wow.
She's 24.
Oh my God.
24. So you guys have a lot in common. So you guys have a lot in common.
I don't think I'll be seeing her again because it was one of the biggest turnoffs I've experienced in my adult life.
What?
You know why? She had hairy armpits.
No, she didn't. Did she?
Yes, you did. I was like, I'm about to fuck Chewbacca.
Did you have intercourse with her?
No, we didn't. But the hairy armpits was that was a deal breaker. I'm sorry.
You said that. Wait, what?
Well, you told me this. What did you say? You needed a sword to get through there.
No, I said I need a machete.
A machete. Machete.
Why were you licking her armpits, dude?
No, I wasn't licking. She put her arms up, and I was like, "Holy shit, she has fucking hairy armpits!"
Like, and I was like hairy, like a guy hairy, or like a little hairy,
like fucking hairy, like it was fucking disgusting. And then she, like, her legs were really stubbly. Like, I was like, "When do you know what a razor is?"
Oh my god, that's so funny, because we talked about that on the show before about you. That's like one of your biggest turnoffs.
That's a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker. That's the end.
That is so funny, dude. I bet you all the girls that are young in the city do that.
No.
What, they don't shave?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, because I just feel like that's what city girls are like.
They're non-shavers?
Yeah, they're just more like, they're more natural, more
free-spirited.
Yeah. Free-spirited.
That's one way to put it. Yeah. You know what? I'm just free-spirited. No, you're hairy.
Here's a razor. Shave it or none. Or you don't get this 2-incher.
Yeah.
My, did you feel like Tarzan when you were down there?
When you saw that, were you like, "I'm gonna go get a drink of water"? And then you were like, oh my god, you're in the kitchen pacing back and forth, like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Oh my god. And you're like, oh, all night.
Wow. So everything was hairy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
She had shorts on?
Yeah. It was like this, like, dress, but it was like, she had like, they were kind of like spandex, like shorts or something.
Did you make out with her?
Yeah. And then I'm like, I feel my leg against her leg, and I'm like, her legs are almost as hairy as mine. I just felt the stubble, and I was like, wow, she hasn't shaved in a while, has she?
Oh, man, that is so awesome. That is so funny, actually.
And then really cool.
Did you hear this noise?
You know, I bet you the girls that are like 35, they probably shave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I would agree with that. Yeah, it's these new younger ones.
Yep.
I mean, she's 24.
I think she's 20. She's around there.
Oh my god. She just came out of her mother's womb last week. Yeah. So she's like 24.
Can you even have a conversation?
Yeah, and of course.
Oh my god. She has no clue how old you are.
No.
She never will. She never will.
I mean, listen, never I tip will. My hat to you. Well, I tip my hat to you.
There will be no other date. Let's put it that way. Remember Chuck Woolery?
Yeah.
Show Love Connection.
Yeah.
There'll be another date. I'm sorry, Chuck. No. Well, what went wrong, Applehead? She has hairy fucking armpits, John.
That's a shame. That's a shame. I'm sure she's a really nice preteen girl, dude.
Preteen. Yeah, oh, I mean, be patient with her. She just hit puberty.
She doesn't know how to deal with this stuff.
Exactly. She's just getting the concept of hygiene. Work.
Yeah. Give her a break. Give her a break, dude.
She doesn't know how to deal with it. What is all this hair?
Jeez.
Thank God there wasn't a full moon.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm taking her clothes off. And this is what I hear.
Is that a toucan?
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit. Whole jungle in here.
Yeah. I take her pants off and a bird comes flying out.
Not yours.
Yeah.
Not... Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're like, yeah. Ah.
It's okay, little fella. Little hair. You can do this.
Do I hear a snake? I feel like I hear a snake.
Oh my God.
Simba. Simba.
Exactly. Exactly. Lion King. Oh my
God. Yeah. It's rough out there. It's not easy being single. No.
Really isn't.
Jeez.
I feel like I just wish not. No, I don't wish because I'm very happy in my life. But it, if not, I would love to have a contest with Applehead. You know, and be like,
over who, what?
Just you know, to see how easy it was out there.
Oh,
I would say like, all right, we're going out and make the best man win.
Yeah, yep.
It's not easy. That's for sure.
Okay.
You got to fight tooth and nail.
Yeah, you really do. You have to fight.
There's many obstacles, like hairy armpits.
I know there's not a lot of hairy armpits at Brewers, dude. There's a spot for you right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, try I like that place. Place. Yeah.
So if they ask you how old you are, what do you say?
He changes the subject.
Yeah, I just, you know what? It actually happened to me this weekend. Because me and this girl went to the same school. She's like, what year did you graduate? And I just go, years ago.
What year did you graduate?
Oh, man, that's a good one. That's Stacey's smart. She was trying to
what figure out that way.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. I'm dead.
You're like, no, what, no, year? No.
What year did she graduate?
I think when I graduated, she wasn't even born.
Oh, my God.
Where she may have been like 3 or 4 years old.
Oh my God.
Like, and you wonder why you can't have a relationship. It's like,
yeah, it's based on lies.
Yeah, it is. It, exactly. And you're looking for the unicorn. Like, there, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Just be like, I'm this age. Does it bother you? If she says yes, and you're like, okay. And you move on.
Yeah, that's every girl.
Yeah.
Okay. You just keep doing what you're doing. You're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. You know.
But I think it's gonna be hard to meet somebody who's gonna be like truly that person.
No, you know.
When you're 25 really years able. Older than they are, I think that's gonna be a challenge.
That's not gonna work.
No, it's not gonna work.
And I'm one player then.
And yet you still.
But one night is one night.
Yeah, exactly.
I can be whatever you want.
Hopefully you don't get gonorrhea.
Oh, Anna.
Oh, what's a little scratching?
Yeah.
Come on.
You're fine.
I can apply cream.
Is it supposed to hurt when I pee?
No.
All right. Well, I guess that's awful enough.
Yeah, that was good enough. Nice. Thanks.
That was. I think so. It was just an awful discussion. Hit all the low notes that you could possibly hit. You
know, we just go. We always end on a low note, don't we? Maybe we should switch it to a high note. End on a high note.
I don't know that we would know how to do that.
No, you're right. Actually, you are right.
Yeah, I don't know if we could. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen. That was fun.
Uh huh.
What did we learn?
A lot. That you would like to be tickled by gay men.
for money. Yeah. You have a price. There's a price.
Stay away from hairy armpits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Be wary of the hairy.
I'm gonna get a t-shirt. Be wary of the hairy.
Oh, by the way, I said this quote at work and everyone like loved it. I actually, Applehead, you saw it. I put it on my Instagram. I think it's a good quote. So you ready for it, man?
It is a high note. We're ending on a high note, so this is good.
All right. To get shit, you got to do shit to get that shit.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was your quote?
Yeah, everyone loved it. To get again, shit, mate. To get shit, you got to do shit to get that shit.
Oh my God.
Right?
That's a good one. I love it.
I think it's a really good quote.
I like it. I like it.
A lot of everyone's work was like, wow. One of the guys over, he's like, that's great. I'm going to add it to my quotes list.
Yeah.
I'm like, thanks. To get shit, you got to do shit to get that shit. Right? It's pretty good.
It's almost as if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah.
Almost that good.
I don't know if it's that good, but you
it's pretty good. Yeah. It's up there.
It's a competitive quote.
Let's end on that high note. There we go.
All right, sounds good.
Okay,
I'll put the evil eye up on the Facebook.
Okay, I want to say it.
Yeah, okay. I'll put it up. I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, right. Guys.
Can we end with a song?
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Better be Bungle in the Jungle by Jethro Tull.
Oh, terrible song.
It's Bungle in the Jungle.
Oh. There you go. There you go. Now you're doing it.
This poor girl doesn't even know.
No, she doesn't.
I
want
to leave you.
All right.
All right.
All right. We'll end it on the high note. Okay.
Bye.